we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. The UE men's soccer head coach, Robbie Tarver, is here on WREF after an upset victory on Monday night at Louisville, 3-1. The Aces have four consecutive games without a loss. Hey, Robbie, really appreciate you taking the time. How are we doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brad. Obviously, doing well after a win.
It's not just any win. The first time that the Aces have taken down Louisville since 2001. What does this mean for you with your Louisville ties? We'll get to that in a minute. But just for the program as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are the games that we want to be competing in. You know, we want to be there on the national stage, and I think you have to win games like that away at an ACC program like Louisville. You know, I think this victory over them has kind of been a long time coming. In 2021, we were up 1-0 with 3 minutes left and lost the game. You know, last year we tied them 2-2 at Louisville. So I think, you know, the foundation's been laid for us to compete against Louisville and compete well. And, you know, it culminated last night with a win. So, you know, a lot of hard work from a lot of people and many groups of seniors that have come through here and kind of laid the foundation for us to have the confidence to compete against a team like Louisville, you know, day in and day out.
Like I said off the top, you have Louisville ties, a 3-year assistant coach for the Cardinals. This has to feel extra special for you. Am I wrong?
No. It's definitely a special win. You know, I think back and just developing there under Coach Lola and Coach Hayden, who's now the head coach, and kind of the evolution that and journey that I've been able to take. It was a kind of a cool full circle moment. You know, obviously we still have a lot of season left, but a good time to reflect just on the journey, right? Because, you know, in 2019 I was an unpaid assistant there, and then flash forward six years later, and you know, the head coach at Evansville, and being able to win a match there, it was definitely a cool moment for me, and I think the guys felt that, so it was cool to see how happy they were for me as well.
Talking about this win against Louisville, 3-1, the first time that the Aces have taken down the Cardinals since 2001. It was Evansville's first win over a Power Conference opponent since 2013, and really, really an incredible victory for this program. The first time they beat Louisville in Louisville since 1991. Robbie Tarver, the head coach of the Aces, is here to talk about it on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Coach, your team wasted no time on Monday night. A goal in the fourth minute. Take me through that that progression right there and what that did for the tone of the rest of the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, we took advantage of a mistake. I think anytime you're able to score the first goal in a soccer game, you're going to – the percentages of teams that win after they score the first goal are very, very high, and I think that's the point of emphasis. You know, we've been conceding goals and going down 1-0 and having to fight back and get draws. And so to be able to go up 1-0 away from home, I think it just really allowed us to settle into the game and allowed the game to be a little bit more on our terms, because Louisville obviously had to really seek out a goal. And so we were able to take advantage of their aggression to try to score and be able to play a little bit and, you know, take advantage of them pressing us to get in behind their defense. So it can't be understated how crucial scoring that early goal was to allow us to settle into a game in an away environment like Louisville.
You know, Coach, a lot of people might look at a 3-1 win against Louisville. They hear the numbers. First time you've beaten Louisville since 2001. First time you've beaten a Power Conference opponent since 2013. They might think, oh, it's an anomaly, but it's really not, because you guys have competed against Power Conference teams in years past. Louisville is one of those teams. I know you played IU really close last year as well. But you guys have been playing really, really well all season long. You're still unbeaten in the Valley at 2-0-3. What is it about this team that makes them dangerous and successful, whether it be an in-conference opponent or an out-of-conference, even Power Conference opponent?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's at its base level, it's just a good group of guys that like to be around each other, like to compete and work hard every day, and I think that can't be underestimated, and the power that it gives us when we go and compete against an opponent. You know, and we also have the confidence that we can play with anybody in the country. Does that mean we're going to win every game? No, but I think that we're not scared of the moment, and we really feel like we're a team that never gives in and never backs down, and we want to be that and plays against good teams and kind of spoils their day. And so I think over the past couple of years, we've kind of built that confidence where we can go anywhere and play and feel like we have a chance to win the game. And, you know, that happened last year when we drew two times against we drew against Louisville, we drew against Indiana, but then we also went on a run and beat two top 25 teams to win the conference tournament, you know. And this year we've got results against Big East programs in Xavier and Butler, and competed well against Northwestern, and you know, we're 500 against the ACC this year, playing UNC and beating Louisville. So I think, you know, our team just has a lot of confidence because we're not scared to go and play anybody at any time. If you put a ball on the field, we're going to go compete. And I think that comes down to the guys and their mentality and the bond that they've built between each other. And, you know, I think that's what we're really proud of here.
Coach, I got to ask you about the goalkeeper, Michael Mraz. Obviously a big part of, yes, the win on Monday night at Louisville in a 3-1 win, but he's also just been a big part of the season and the success you guys have had in the Valley. And as an reigning all-freshman selection in the Missouri Valley Conference, I think a lot of people knew to look out for him, but this is really, really impressive what he's done to take a step up from last year. His goal against average going from north of 1.5 last year down below a goal per game in his sophomore season. What has he done to take a step up in his second collegiate year?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a keeper like Michael at your back, it just gives the team a lot of confidence that you're always going to be in the game. And I think he's really taken a step forward this year in being a leader. You know, he's a captain as a sophomore, which isn't common. I think he's done a much better job of organizing the game and also his game management. I think that's been a big step forward. But like I said, anytime you have a keeper of his caliber at your back, I think it just brings so much confidence to a team. And, you know, I don't know if there's much better in collegiate soccer than Michael. So we're lucky to have him on our team.
Again, Robbie Tarver, the head coach for UE Men's Soccer, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line, on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. The Aces are unbeaten in Valley play. They are 2-0-3. That ties them for first place in the Valley. But, Coach, it doesn't get much easier, because on Friday, Halloween, you guys have a date with the other team, or one of the other teams that are tied with you for first place in the league, and that is Northern Illinois, also 2-0-3 in conference. What's it going to take to get this win and to move up the MVC ladder?
Yeah, obviously, beating Louisville is awesome, but ultimately for us in our season, the conference matches are the most important. Huge matchup against NIU, who also is coming off beating an ACC opponent in Notre Dame last week. So we know that they're going to be a good team. I think any Valley game is going to be a tough game. You know, I think we felt, you know, we were happy to not lose the game against Valley, but we felt like we left a little bit off the table with it being a home match and a chance for us to keep sole control of first place. So we're, you know, a little mad that we dropped that opportunity, but at the same time, you asked us before the season with two games left, if you were first in the Valley and had it all to play for in the last two games, I think we would have signed up for that. And, you know, we want to be playing like this, and for it to be at home, a night game under the lights on Halloween, I don't think you can ask for much more. And playing a good opponent like NIU, it's going to be a really fun match. And, you know, I think, like I said, these are just the games that you want to play, and you wait all season to get down to crunch time, and we're here now, and I think that's when Evansville soccer plays its best.
Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Regardless of how the game against NIU goes, regardless of how the regular season finale against Belmont goes on November 5th, you guys are going to be playing some meaningful games in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament starting November 9th. That's when the league dance begins. And, of course, you're going to be a very high seed and maybe even the one seed at this rate. But I'll ask you, before you guys get to the postseason, maybe even beyond the MVC tournament into the NCAA tournament, what are you hoping that this team improves upon, hones, perfects as the regular season winds down and these games start to matter even more?
Yeah, I just encourage the guys to keep being who they are. You know, I think we've shown that we're a team that's hard to beat. You know, and we want to be a team that if you put the ball down on the field at any place at any time, that we're going to be competitive. And I think that's allowed us to perform well and almost every match this year, and so I think it's just more of the same for us. You know, maybe the importance of the game raises because it's in a knockout setting, but it doesn't change that it's a soccer game, and if we have the right mentality and right approach, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot to win the game, and that's ultimately all you can do as a team.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the win on Monday night, but also the three games before that without a loss, and yet you guys keep on getting those positive results. 2-0-3 in the Valley, unbeaten there in conference. Good luck not only on Friday, the regular season finale next Wednesday, and of course the MVC championship shortly after. Can't wait to see what you guys put out there on the field.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Robbie Tarver, the head coach of Aces Men's Soccer, right here on the Brinkers Jewelers phone line. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, a 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.